Chapter 14. Character in Genre. Nothing in the art of storytelling compels a writer to do anything in a rule-driven way. The genres impose no dictates. They simply follow traditional, conventional patterns. Like trends in music or painting, readers and audiences come to know their favorite genres, expecting and enjoying these designs. They naturally want to re-experience them, but each time with a satisfying difference. Here, for example, are three sets of event expectations. 1. The crime story. A. A crime will be committed. B. The injustice will be discovered. C. The protagonist will seek to identify, apprehend, and punish the criminal. D. The criminal will fight against his discovery and punishment. E. The protagonist may or may not restore justice. 2. The love story. A. The lovers will meet. B. They will fall in love. C. Powerful forces will oppose their love. D. The lovers will combat these forces. E. Their love will triumph or fail. 3. The education plot. A. The protagonist will lead an unfulfilling life. B. His sense of emptiness and meaninglessness will weigh on him, but he will not know what to do. C. He will meet a teacher character. D. The teacher will guide or inspire him. E. The protagonist will develop a new understanding that gives his life meaning and purpose. The ways courts define crime, the way families encourage or oppose romance, the way intellectuals define meaning evolve over time. When a society's beliefs undergo change, genre conventions develop innovative ways to express these evolving ideas. The writer, sensitive to the changing world around him, keeps, cuts, or reinvents these conventions. But any innovation must anticipate the public's expectations. Because readers and audiences love their genres, bending or breaking conventions must add newer, clearer meaning and emotion to the telling. Genre conventions, properly understood, do not limit expression, but make it possible. Love stories can't be told if lovers never meet. Crime stories can't be told if crimes go undiscovered. An education plot can't be told if a protagonist leads a happy, satisfying life. Without conventions, the story arts would not exist. The genres divide into two basic classes. 1. Primary genres that create content, characters, events, values, and emotions. 2. Presentational genres that express content, comic or dramatic, gritty or poetic, factual or fantasied, and the like. The origin of primary genres. The primary genres evolved in reaction to life's major levels of conflict: physical, social, personal, private. In reaction to physical conflicts, storytellers first told origin myths of how gods created the skies, the earth, the seas, and humanity. Once belief in the supernatural gave reality a sense of order, storytellers moved from gods to heroes and invented the action-adventure genre. These fictions acted out life-and-death battles against storms, floods, lightning, and voracious beasts. But the most lethal threat to anyone's life comes from other human beings, So storytellers developed additional genres based on social, domestic, and intimate levels of conflict. These conflicts generated arcs of outer change. Last, struggles within the mind gave rise to arcs of character change. Few stories are so pure that they engage their characters on only one level of conflict. In most tellings, levels mix, merge, and multiply. But let's separate the levels of conflict to see how they generate primary genres. Self versus nature. The action-adventure genre. The first action tales pit heroes against the powers of nature personified as gods. Odysseus battles a hurricane driven by the breath of Poseidon. Lot flees Yahweh's volcanic fire and brimstone. Gilgamesh slaughters the bull of heaven, and thousands more. The horror genre. The Greeks exaggerated nature into monsters, such as the Hydra, Chimera, Minotaur, Cyclops, the vampire Mormo, the werewolf Lycaon, and the gorgon Medusa, each a nightmare of imagination. Self versus society. The war genre. Warfare has raged ever since the first man picked up the first club. But Homer launched this genre with the Iliad's telling of the Trojan War and Achilles in battle. The political genre. When Athenians instituted democracy around 500 BC, political power struggles immediately became subject matter for tragedies such as Antigone, as well as farces such as The Wasps. The crime genre. Crime detection, as a genre, took root with Edgar Allan Poe's master investigator C. Auguste Dupin in The Murders in the Rue Morgue. The genre captured the reading world when Arthur Conan Doyle gave it Sherlock Holmes. The modern epic. Spurred by the rise and fall of 20th century dictators, writers revamped the ancient quest myth into a fight for freedom that pits a lone hero against an all-powerful tyrant. This wide-ranging underdog-overdog genre spans both realism and non-realism. Lord of the Rings, 1984, Spartacus, Star Wars, The Handmaid's Tale, Braveheart, Game of Thrones, just to mention a few. Social drama. Political upheavals in the 19th century exposed social problems such as poverty, corruption, and gender inequality. This genre identifies those conflicts and dramatizes their possible cures. Novelists like Charles Dickens and playwrights like Henrik Ibsen spent their literary lives exposing social injustices. Today, social drama is a magnet for Oscars. Self versus intimates. At the level of intimate relationships, two genres act out conflicts between families and lovers. Domestic drama. From Medea to King Lear to Wally Lamb's novel I Know This Much Is True, to Christopher Lloyd's sitcom Modern Family, family stories, dramatic and comic, are an ancient and unending genre. They dramatize the loyalties and betrayals that bind or shred families. The love story. The idealization of romantic love began as an effort to civilize male rage. In the late Middle Ages, an epidemic of rape swept through Europe. And so in reaction, troubadours, the pop culture of their day, told stories and sang songs praising the virtues of chaste, chivalric love. Since then, waves of romanticism, followed by tides of anti-romanticism, have buoyed and swamped Western culture and the love stories it tells. A subgenre of the love story, known as the buddy story, dramatizes the intimacies of friendship rather than romantic love. Examples: My Brilliant Friend by Elena Ferrante, A Couple of White Chicks Sitting Around Talking by playwright John Ford Noonan, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, Thelma and Louise. Self versus self. Stories of deep psychological complexity arc a character's inner nature from who he is at the inciting incident to who he becomes at climax. But what exactly can a writer change within a character? One of three qualities: morality, mentality, humanity. Morality. How does a protagonist treat other people? Responses to life's temptations either strengthen or corrupt a character's moral nature, changing him for the better or worse, making him more honest or lying, more kind or cruel, more giving or selfish. Mentality. How does a protagonist think and feel about reality and his life in it? The genetic imperative against suicide makes us wait for death, but beyond that pause, existence has no intrinsic meaning. Faced with the relentlessness of time and the randomness of luck, each complex character must answer a deeply private question. Does my existence have a purpose beyond survival? Is my life meaningful or absurd? In stories told at the level of existential conflict, a protagonist either discovers a positive reason for living or surrenders to meaninglessness. Humanity. How does a character's human potential change to a fuller or lesser self? The most subtly complex stories engage and change a character's humanity. They raise the most difficult questions a writer ever asks. Does my character evolve or devolve over time? If so, what need or lacking in the character's humanity does the telling fulfill or fail to fulfill? Does he grow or hollow out? Answers to these questions will come as you carry out two major tasks. One, at the beginning of a story, a character's overall humanity could be profound or shallow, depending on an intricate weave of qualities such as wisdom versus ignorance, compassion versus indifference, generosity versus selfishness, emotional calm versus impulsiveness, and the like. In the planning stages of a story, imagine the relative maturity and fullness of your character's inner world, and then measure its propensity for positive or negative change. 2. Once you have a grip on the depth and breadth of your character, reveal his nature at the inciting incident and the events that follow, arcing it over an expanse of story. You can execute these two tasks in only one way. Put your character under pressure. Then, as he pursues his desire, give him choices of action that reveal who he is now and set up who he will become. At the story's climax, the character will either heighten or diminish his humanity, becoming either a fuller or lesser human being. The 16 primary genres. Primary genres cause critical change in a character's life on either the outer levels or in the inner life. As a result, primary genres are divided into two basic sets, plots of fortune and plots of character. To cause and express change, primary genres contain four core conventions: core value, core event, core emotion, and core cast. The next two sections examine the 16 primary genres, 10 of fortune, 6 of character, with their quartets of key conventions. The 10 plots of fortune. Plots of fortune change the outer conditions of a character's life for better or worse. His fortunes could swing up or down between winning and losing, poverty and riches, loneliness and togetherness, and the like. Genres under plots of fortune have numerous subgenres, some a dozen or more. Action, for example, has 16. Crime, 14. Love, 6. This list outlines only the mother form without her children. 1. The action genre. Core value, life versus death. Core event, hero at the mercy of the villain. Core emotion, excitement. Core cast, hero, villain, victim. These three characters form a triangle of moral archetypes. The essential trait of the hero is altruism, of the villain, narcissism, of the victim, vulnerability. Heroes change the world, but not themselves. Their shades of power run from superhero, Superman, to action hero, Jason Bourne, to everyman hero, Captain Phillips. Superheroes employ extrahuman powers to battle extrahuman villains and monsters. Action heroes test their strengths against conventional villains. Everyday heroes have no special skills except the willpower to suffer pain and risk out of necessity. Villains range from supervillains to master criminals to street gangs. They use violence without hesitation because they're indifferent to the humanity of their victims. The hero has to be provoked to violence because he cannot be indifferent to anyone's humanity, including the villains. To the villain, heroes and victims are just objects, a means to an end. To the hero, no one, not even the villain, is an object. Unlike criminals in crime stories, the action villain cannot be bought off. He has a project that defines his life, a perfect crime that's more important than himself. This scheme is both opaque and mysterious. Otherwise, it's just lawbreaking. And extremely disruptive. Otherwise, ordinary cops could handle it. The vulnerable victim wears many faces. A child, a lover, a family, a small town, a nation, the planet Earth, and the universe itself. They are essential to the telling. Without victims, heroes cannot be heroic, nor villains villainous. In a genre as ubiquitous as action, repetition wears archetypes to the nub. This pattern, for example, is older than the Bible. The hero's miraculous but humble birth, an early proof of his superhuman power, his rapid rise to prominence, his betrayal of a trusted companion, his triumph over evil, his sin of pride and fall from grace, his atonement, self-sacrifice, and moral triumph. Recent heroes have added idiosyncratic variations to this template. Spock, Ellen Ripley, James Bond, Harry Potter, Wall-E, Gracie Hart, and Daenerys Targaryen. 2. The horror genre. Core value: survival versus damnation. Core event: hero at the mercy of the villain. Core emotion: terror. Core cast: monster, victim. The horror genre eliminates the action hero and focuses on the monster-victim conflict. The action hero inspires excitement. The horror monster provokes terror. Action keeps the reader and audience at a safe emotional distance. Horror assaults the subconscious. Think of action as a force, horror as an invasion. Action villains obey the laws of nature. Monsters either break these laws with a supernatural power or bend them with power of an uncanny magnitude. The action villain is a narcissist. The horror monster is a sadist. The villain possesses the spirit of greed. The fiend possesses the spirit of evil. Wealth, power, and fame will satisfy a villain. But the monster inflicts pain and prolongs suffering because the agony of his victims gives him sublime pleasure. 3. The crime genre. Core value: justice versus injustice. Core event: hero at the mercy of the villain. Core emotion: suspense. Core cast: antihero, villain, victim. The 21st century crime genre, for the most part, has abandoned the action hero for the antihero. Like the action hero, the antihero never arcs, but unlike the action hero, the antihero's core self is layered and complex. An antihero is a moral realist, capable of both virtue and vice. The difference is that he sees it in himself, and so hardens on the outside to protect a better self within. He appears too cool to feel anything, but at heart, he has a passion for justice. An antihero carries a villainous version of himself deep within, but as he struggles to obey his private code and keep his morality intact, he knows that a life spent coping with crime will slowly deaden his soul, but head down, he plows ahead. 4. The love genre. Core value: committed versus lost love. Core event: an act of love. Core emotion: longing for love. Core cast: lovers. If love doesn't hurt, it isn't real. The only act of genuine love is an act of anonymous self-sacrifice, a deed taken in silence, without hope of recognition or reward, that costs the lover but benefits the beloved. The rest, no matter how deeply felt, are simply gestures of affection. The great test in writing a love story is the creation of an original act of love that is unique to your characters and deeply moving to your reader audience. 5. The domestic genre. Core value: unity versus breakup. Core event: A family unites or splinters. Core emotion, longing for togetherness. Core cast, a family. The cast of a domestic story may or may not be blood relatives. But no matter how the group was formed, the members mutually support, protect, and commit, even if they don't love each other. 6. The war genre. Core value, victory versus defeat. Core event, the decisive battle. Core emotion, harrowing fear. Core cast, soldier, enemy. A successful military strategy hinges on the courage to carry it out. This genre calls for characters who can think and act in the face of fear. 7. The social genre. Core value, problem versus solution. Core event, recognition of a crisis. Core emotion, moral indignation. Core cast, social leader, victim. The social genre identifies social problems such as poverty, racism, child abuse, or addiction, and then dramatizes the need for a cure. 8. The political genre. Core value, powerful versus powerless. Core event, power won or lost. Core emotion, hunger for victory. Core cast, two combative parties. In a battle for partisan power, the official beliefs of the characters are virtually irrelevant. In political warfare, the weapon of mass destruction is scandal, bribes, backstabbings, and, above all, secret illicit sex. 9. The modern epic genre. Core value, tyranny versus freedom. Core event, an act of rebellion. Core emotion, moral outrage. Core cast, tyrant, rebel. In non-realistic epics, such as Lord of the Rings, Star Wars, The Princess Bride, and Game of Thrones, tyrants never survive, but heroes do. In realistic epics, such as Spartacus, 1984, Braveheart, and Lord of the Flies, tyrants always survive. Heroes never do. 10. The enterprise genre. Core value, success versus failure. Core event, a professional loss. Core emotion, rooting for success. Core cast, protagonist, and social institution. In this genre, the ambitious, scientists, athletes, entrepreneurs, and the like strive to achieve. This genre finds a natural home in autobiographies such as Chris Gardner's The Pursuit of Happiness and Unstoppable by Maria Sharapova. The six plots of character. Plots of character change the inner nature of a character from better to worse or the reverse in terms of his morality, mentality, or humanity. As set out in Chapter 12, stock characters come into a story to carry out their prescribed tasks and no more. They are exactly who they seem to be. Multidimensional characters, on the other hand, conceal their inner selves behind social masks. Choice by choice, action by action, their true natures reveal themselves but do not change. These roles populate the casts of the 10 plots of fortune we just listed. While characters undergoing true psychological change inhabit the half-dozen story forms that follow. These six genres express the dynamic triumphs and tragedies of the ever-changing human spirit. As we noted, to arc a character from one kind of person to another, a story can change one of just three inner qualities: morality, mentality, humanity. Morality plots. Every society maintains particular judicial and personal codes that tell its people how to treat each other. These codes span various spectra, from legal to illegal, good to evil, right to wrong, kind to cruel, and the like. Religions regulate even more detailed codes of moral and immoral behavior. Despite best efforts, however, the golden rule is more bent than kept. Every author designs a unique morality for each story he tells, which is a subset of his personal code, which is a subset of his culture's code, which is a subset of the golden rule ideal imagined by the public as they read or watch. The author works with the protagonist's behavior toward other people, guided by values such as ethical, unethical, valuable, worthless, right, wrong, kind, cruel, truthful, liar, compassionate, indifferent, loving, hateful, charitable, selfish, good, evil. Stories in the redemption and degeneration genres dramatize the morality of their protagonists as it arcs along a path from either negative to positive or positive to negative. 1. The redemption plot. Core value: morality versus immorality. Core event: an act of redeeming morality. Core emotion: hope for change. Core cast: protagonist. What people do, they become. The redemption plot arcs a protagonist's morality from negative to positive. When a protagonist's treatment of other human beings changes from cruel to kind, deceptive to truthful, unethical to ethical, his moral action at climax redeems his previous immoral deeds. In Ernst Lehman's screenplay for The Sweet Smell of Success, a failing hustler meets a ruthless mentor who offers him a lucrative career if he sells out. Ultimately, the hustler's nagging conscience defeats his ambition. He restores his better self, but at a price. In Fyodor Dostoevsky's Crime and Punishment, Raskolnikov, a delusional intellectual, murders an old woman, thinking that this deed will somehow make him exceptional, even heroic. The cruel absurdity of his action eats at him until he confesses and finally begs for forgiveness. In David Mamet's screenplay for The Verdict, attorney Frank Galvin redeems his prior corruption when he defeats an even more corrupt law firm. In Annie Mumolo and Kristen Wiig's screenplay for Bridesmaids, Annie Walker's selfish jealousy arcs into a rewarding friendship. 2. The degeneration plot. Core value: immorality versus morality. Core event: an act of irreversible immorality. Core emotion: dread of loss. Core cast: protagonist. When a character's treatment of other human beings changes from ethical to unethical, good to evil, moral to immoral. He corrupts his core self. This movement from positive to negative morality arcs the degeneration plot. In Anthony Minghella's screen adaptation of the Patricia Highsmith novel, The Talented Mr. Ripley, Tom Ripley arcs from petty con man to identity thief to multi-murderer. In The White Tiger by Arvind Adiga, Balram Hulwai arcs from hardworking servant to corrupt entrepreneur, using murder, theft, bribery, and the assassination of his own family to get what he wants. In Hand to God by playwright Robert Askins, Jason, aka Tyrone, arcs from innocent teenager to surrogate Satan. In Better Call Saul, created by Vince Gilligan and Peter Gould, Jimmy McGill, aka Saul Goodman, arcs from an attorney with criminal clients to a criminal with gangster clients. Mentality plots. A character's mentality contains faculties such as knowledge of people, history, and the world around him, plus all of his personal and professional experiences, awake and dreaming, together with his IQ, EQ, and willpower. The sum total of all these elements creates a character's sense of reality and how he sees himself in it. His underlying attitudes shape his choices of actions, plus the reactions he expects and his feelings about the results. At rock bottom, his mentality determines whether he finds life meaningful or meaningless. In the education and disillusionment plots, the writer works with a character's view of reality as it affects his attitude toward life, expressed in values such as meaningful, meaningless, proud, meek, educated, ignorant, theistic, atheistic, optimistic, pessimistic, trusting, distrustful, contented, depressed, self-respect, self-disgust. 3. The education plot. Core value: meaning versus nihilism. Core event: discovery of meaning. Core emotion: longing for meaning. Core cast: protagonist and teacher. Today's crisis of meaninglessness drives ever-rising rates of suicide and addiction. Human beings want lives that matter, significance beyond survival. When meaning evaporates, they despair. When they find meaning, they live with purpose. The education plot expresses this change from negative to positive by moving the protagonist from someone who finds life meaningless to someone who learns what's worth living for. The education plot takes its name from its emphasis on learning experiences that lead to an inner discovery. Hamlet is the ultimate education plot. Two inner selves pull Hamlet in opposite directions. His princely self longs to revenge the murder of his father, while his core self asks, "What's the point?" One person can't move in two directions at once, and so Hamlet wars within. Because he hates the state of the world, he alienates everyone. Because he's lost within, he alienates himself. Between the two, life seems pointless. But ultimately, he finds meaning in a surrender to fate. Quote, "There's a special providence in the fall of a sparrow. The readiness is all." Unquote. In Fahrenheit 451 by Ray Bradbury, Guy Montang turns against his illiterate ignorance and embraces the beauty of written knowledge. In The Sympathizer by Viet Thanh Nguyen, the protagonist comes to realize that revolutions invariably betray the revolutionaries who created them. Even so, a true revolutionary lives for only one thing, the next revolution. In Lost in Translation by Sofia Coppola, two self-critical characters arc from meaningless isolation to a meaningful embrace of love. In Up in the Air by Jason Reitman and Sheldon Turner, the protagonist's story begins and ends on an empty note, but in between he arcs from self-deceived to self-aware. 4. The Disillusionment Plot. Core value, meaning versus nihilism. Core event, loss of belief. Core emotion, dread of meaninglessness. Core cast, protagonist. Stories in the Disillusionment Plot move their protagonist from optimism to fatalism, from someone who finds life meaningful to someone who can no longer imagine his future. In The House of Mirth by Edith Wharton, Lily Bart traps herself in a contradiction. She hates the snobbery and vacuity of elite society, but in truth cannot live without the comforts of wealth. Her dilemma ends with an overdose of sleeping pills. In The Fall by Albert Camus, Jean-Baptiste falls from self-admiration to self-disgust to self-destruction as he realizes that his life is false, always has been, always will be. In American Pastoral by Philip Roth, Seymour Lavoff realizes that no one lives truthfully, not even himself within himself. The good life, therefore, is an impossibility. In Graham Moore's screenplay for The Imitation Game, legal authorities force computer genius and war hero Alan Turing to undergo chemical castration because he's homosexual. Realizing that society will never let him live an honest life, Turing commits suicide. In Dan Futterman's screenplay, Capote, Truman Capote, intent on writing a bestseller, spends 7 years cultivating and then exploiting the trust of two imprisoned murderers. Disillusioned by his cynical exploitations, he never writes another novel. Humanity Plots. The most profound stories are always, to some degree, humanity plots. While morality and mentality plots change a protagonist's empathies and beliefs, a humanity plot arcs his total being. A character's humanity includes not only his moral principles and mental attitudes, but his maturity, sexuality, spirituality, courage, creativity, willpower, judgment and wisdom, plus his sensitivity to beauty, insight into others, insight into himself, and much more. From the point of view of readers and audiences, humanity plots hook curiosity with the most thought-provoking concern of all. Will the protagonist become a fuller or lesser human being? Will he enrich or deplete his core self? Will his humanity evolve or devolve? Every complex character you create contains a unique set of of qualities. You lay the foundation for an arc of humanity by first listing and measuring your character's capacities. Before your protagonist enters the story, establish his state of need by asking, what are his principal qualities? How far has he evolved to this point in his life? What is his potential for change? How much more could he evolve and grow? What events would lift him to the fullest experience of his humanity? If the story arcs to the negative, how far could he devolve and decay? What turning points could strip his humanity to the bone? The story you tell answers these questions. In the evolution and devolution plots, the writer calls on values such as child, adult, dependent, independent, addicted, sober, impulsive, prudent, weak, strong, callow, sophisticated, self-indulgent, self-controlled, normal, neurotic, sane, psychotic. 5. The evolution plot. Core value: full versus emptied humanity. Core event: a triumph of the core self. Core emotion: longing for fulfillment. Core cast: protagonist. Works in the evolution plot arc a character's humanity from negative to positive, giving him a chance to live life at its fullest. One of the most popular of these tellings is the coming-of-age story, a revolution from immaturity to maturity that elevates the protagonist from child to adult. In A Separate Piece, a novel by John Knowles, a teenager, Jean, harbors a childish jealousy against his best friend, the gracefully athletic and poised Finney. When Finney dies, Jean's childish self dies with him. The protagonist loses his friend, but finds maturity. Films such as Stand By Me, Big, and Beasts of the Southern Wild evolve juveniles into grown-ups. Other maturation arcs begin with a character who looks grown-up, but is at heart a juvenile. In Steve Kloes's screenplay for The Fabulous Baker Boys, pianist Jack Baker lazes through life like an unkempt kid. But once he decides to abandon the ease of pop and face the rigors of jazz, he finds his inner adult. In The Hustler, a novel by Walter Tevis, Fast Eddie Felsen, a pool hustler enjoying a delayed adolescence, eventually finds his manhood, but only after his selfish indifference to the woman he loves triggers her suicide. As we heard in Chapter 11, evolution to the limits of humanity often swirls around an epiphany, a sudden, I get it. In that moment, the protagonist lives life to its limit as he undergoes his most profound experience of head and heart, of emotion and perception, of thought and feeling. A price, however, must be paid for this peak experience, and that often costs life itself. In the final scene of Ibsen's Hedda Gabler, Hedda realizes that she will always have to live through men, that these men will always have power over her, and therefore she will never achieve greatness on her own. At the pinnacle of self-awareness, in the depths of rage, she puts a gun to her head. Dark ironies such as Oedipus Rex, Othello, Anna Karenina, The Iceman Cometh, and the killing of a sacred deer climax in the moment the protagonist experiences life lived to an absolute limit. And with their death or resignation, the fulfillment of their humanity. 6. The devolution plot. Core value, full versus lost humanity. Core event, surrender of the core self. Core emotion, dread of emptiness. Core cast, protagonist. Works in the devolution plot arc a character from positive to negative, stripping his humanity with every choice and action he takes. In one of its most frequent tellings, addiction devolves the protagonist. In Hubert Selby's novel Requiem for a Dream, four protagonists shred their humanity with drugs, as does Jackie Payton in Nurse Jackie and Edith Piaf in La Vie en Rose. In The Lost Weekend and The Days of Wine and Roses, characters destroy themselves with alcohol. In Madame Bovary and Anna Karenina, addiction to romance kills the soul. In Ebb Rowe Smith's screenplay for Falling Down, William Foster, a weapons engineer, loses his family and his job. As he walks across Los Angeles, laying waste to the cityscape along the way, his humanity progressively disintegrates. In Woody Allen's Blue Jasmine, guilt, lies, poverty, and rejection combine to devolve Jasmine's sanity. Sudden change in a character often comes off as temporary, superficial, and easy to reverse. But when cause and effect link over time, change seems permanent and inevitable. Notice that most of the previous examples of both evolution and devolution span or at least imply years, if not decades, of gathering change. The 10 presentational genres. To bring the primary genres to life and to express their characters vividly, storytellers developed various techniques of performance, illustration, point of view, style, and tone. These methods shape the 10 presentational genres. 1. Comedy. Any principal genre can inspire laughter. Dramas in the principal genres easily flip into comedies, even spin off into farce. 2. Musical. Any principal genre can be sung and danced. 3. Science fiction. Any genre can be set in a futuristic world or an alternate reality. 4. History. Any genre can take place in a previous time period. 5. Fantasy. Any genre can happen in a timeless world or magical reality. 6. Documentary. Any genre can be told factually. 7. Animation. Any genre can be animated. 8. Autobiography. Any genre can dramatize a memoir's protagonist. 9. Biography. Any plot of fortune can place a biographical subject's outer life at its center. The author then decides whether or not to use a plot of character to portray an inner life only he can imagine. Don DeLillo's Libra, about Lee Harvey Oswald, and Joyce Carol Oates' Blonde, about Marilyn Monroe, arc their subjects through the devolution plot. 10. High art. High art is the presentational style common to the art film, experimental theater, and avant-pop fiction. These works begin with a principal genre, but then run its characters through fragmented happenings told from unreliable points of view in discontinuous time frames. To these macro distortions, they often add micro executions of mixed media, hyper images, and graphic symbols. Genre combinations. When a work's central plot and subplot, or plots, combine various genres, character complexity expands with a natural ease. In the classic example, a crime story central plot, spliced with a love story subplot, instinctively pulls the inner life of a detective protagonist toward the tough qualities called for in police work and then the tender touches needed in romance. Genres can either mix or merge. Mixed genres cross-cut two or more storylines. The plot's counterpointing themes enrich the work's overall meaning and at the same time add facets and dimensions to their characters. For example, David Mitchell's novel Cloud Atlas intercuts six stories in six different genres taking place in six different times and settings. Education plot, disillusionment plot, evolution plot, political drama, and two subgenres of crime, the thriller and the prison drama. The principal characters in all six echo one another from epic to epic, story to story. As the author said in an interview on BBC Radio 4, quote, "The characters, except one, are reincarnations of the same soul in different bodies throughout the novel, identified by a birthmark." Cloud Atlas's theme is predacity, the way individuals prey on individuals, groups on groups, nations on nations, tribes on tribes. I reincarnate that theme in a different context. Mixed designs multiply the number of genre conventions the writer must master and the reader audience will expect, and at the same time, they expand the work's cast in number and variety. A cast as massive as Cloud Atlas's puts tremendous creative demands on its author. Some readers use margin notes to keep track of the complicated population. Merged genres combine storylines so that one story takes place inside another to motivate and complicate it. Two examples. The overall genre of Russell Harbo's Love After Love is domestic drama, a plot of fortune. Members of an already troubled family suffer through their father's death, raising the major dramatic question, will the widow and her two sons unify as a family or fall apart? The answer to that question, however, depends on the arcs of three stories running inside each principal character. A love story for the widow and two evolution plots tracing her son's struggles to reach adulthood. In other words, the three inner storylines motivate the climax of the domestic drama. The family stays together because their humanities evolve and they find love after love. Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood both merges and mixes genres. A buddy plot between actor Rick Dalton, Leonardo DiCaprio, and stuntman Cliff Booth, Brad Pitt, merges with an evolution plot arcing within Dalton. Dalton struggles to find the inner strength to overcome his alcoholism and save his acting career, but his codependent friendship with Booth blocks his path to self-control. The conflict between these two storylines raises the major dramatic question, will these men sacrifice their relationship for the sake of Dalton's future, or stay drinking pals to the bitter end? Meanwhile, a life-and-death crime story cross-cuts with these two merged stories, climaxing all three with a home invasion by the infamous Manson gang. When genres merge, the course of one story determines the outcome of another. This blending reduces the size of the cast. One character plays protagonist in two genres, for example, as well as the number of conventions. One inciting incident launches two genres as the lovers meet during a bank robbery, for example.